Now, Rob, I have not heard this Bob Fesco audio about Patrick Mahomes. I have been told about the audio regarding Patrick Mahomes from Bob Fesco, but I have not heard it from myself, so I don't know the tone. I don't know the context. I know that it's got some of you all ablaze. Now, I love Bob Fesco. On a personal level, I love him as a friend. He's also a colleague, so I can only say so much on that side, and I also have never heard the audio. Why don't we listen to it together, shall we?
Here's the thing also that I heard over the holiday. They better win fast. Otherwise, 15 will be asking for a trade.
Oh.
And you're going to be moving into a new stadium asking for PSLs. And if this team is not putting together the product that is necessary, I am told 15 will be asking for that trade. He is not going to sit here and watch this organization dissipate around him. The Kansas City Chiefs right now are in no position to allow this thing to dissipate. They may take a step back before they take a step forward in 27, but they're not playing with time on their side right now. It's not okay to go into a lull if you're the Chiefs and say, oh, by the way, it's time to ante up for PSLs and tickets to a brand new stadium. They need to keep winning, because if they don't, people will lose interest and they'll have a tough time marketing that new stadium.
I understand the dynamic of the station and the dynamic of our relationship. I'm not even saying that Bob didn't hear this, or I'm not saying any of that. I don't want none of that to get back, because that's not in my heart right now. But no. 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 There's no scenario in which Patrick Mahomes would come to me as the Kansas City Chiefs and say, hey, I'm unhappy here. Why don't you trade me? Get back to work. That's what I would I'm not even listening. No. Pat, we've done everything for you over the last 10 years. You have the best contract in all of professional football. It's fully guaranteed. We will renegotiate it whenever you ask. We have accommodated everything for you. We've stood by you. Stand by us. So, I mean, maybe that's even what has happened. Like, maybe Mahomes is saying, hey, they better get right or I'm going to ask for a trade. Then I would just look Mahomes in the face and say, so, no. No, we're not trading you. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to pout your way out of town? Of course not. So, no, I just, now that I've heard it in its context and not just reading it online or having other people tell me about the quote, my answer would be very simple. We're not trading you. Just because someone asked for something doesn't mean you got to give it to them. Some of you are parents. I mean, your kids ask for things. Do you automatically give it to them? What's the penalty when you say no? Hey, mom, I want a new iPhone. No. Keep using the phone you got. So, no, I'm not trading Patrick Mahomes. There's no scenario in which I would trade a 30-year-old or 30-something-year-old Patrick Mahomes. So I don't need to spend too much time on this. I heard it. I've given my opinion. Oh, what do you think about? Now you know what I think. No, that's just no.
I agree with you. I also, now having heard it.
I hadn't heard it. This is my first time hearing it.
I heard it earlier today when I put it in the folder. But I saw it on, you know, whatever those, you know, Chiefs blogs are that have, like, the graphics. People are, like, thinking this is an incendiary comment. It's really not. It would not surprise me if things get really bad in Kansas City, which I don't anticipate them happening. But as Bob said, if things really dissipate, yeah, the star player might be upset that they're 4-13 every year.
For
That's
sure.
a duh moment to me. Hey, if things are bad in 26, 27, 28, and 29, is Patrick Mahomes going to be happy? No. Like, Joe Burrow's probably not happy right now. You want to know why? They're losing. But exactly what you said. If Patrick Mahomes, after four bad seasons, came to me and said, hey, we stink. What are you going to do about it? Or trade me? I'd be like, here's what we're going to do about it. Go back to work. But I don't understand how this comment became such fodder on social media. Good player wants team to be good. Should not be this, can you believe so-and-so said that? We just saw a whole documentary a couple of summers ago where Michael Jordan was obsessed with winning and literally was more content to retire than be on a team that had to rebuild. I don't know why good player wants to be on good team. It was a shock to people.
We don't got to spend too much time on this. Patrick Mahomes is way too brand conscious to ask for a trade. Can you imagine, like, you guys love Patrick Mahomes unconditionally. Love Patrick Mahomes. Tomorrow, if Patrick Mahomes just randomly went up to one of you and said, you know what, I need your ACL, you'd give it to him. There's nothing Pat could ask you for that you wouldn't give to him. Can you imagine pissing a group of people off that have given you everything and just saying, hey, you guys stink now. I don't want to be on your team anymore. I cannot think of anything worse for the brand. I cannot think of it.